Mama, I'm Gosia's Carrot, and this is the Firestarter Mom podcast, the show where we feature inspiring conversations with Firestarter moms and experts on motherhood identity shift, finding our inner fire back, and feeling adequate and empowered as moms and women. Welcome! Are you finding it challenging to navigate the ever-changing landscape of motherhood? Do you want to thrive as a mother and embrace the power of change? Join me as I sit down today with Katrine Hale, a certified match resonance coach, NLP practitioner, and former Big 4 Transformation Director and Army officer. Katrine knows firsthand the power of embracing change and supports women on their transformation journey through motherhood. She works with mothers who want to reprioritize themselves, reduce their overwhelm, and build their confidence. In this episode, we explore Katrine's personal story of transitioning into motherhood, shedding light on different stages of change, and what it means to truly thrive as a mother. We discuss the importance of embracing small moments and finding alignment with your values. Discover why accepting and owning motherhood is essential for your personal growth, and learn powerful tools to help you thrive on this transformative journey. Katrine shares practical insights and strategies to overcome challenges even when support may be lacking. So let's dive in and uncover the secrets to embracing motherhood with confidence and joy. Let's get started. Hello, Katrine. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me. Looking forward to our conversation.
Yes, wonderful to have you here. How are you doing today? How do you find summer? Hot summer in UK?
I absolutely love the summer. I have loved the hot weather over the last few weeks, but we had a massive rainstorm last night and the garden is now looking very much greener than it did yesterday.
I am not very good with heat. And either my baby, my toddler, actually, yeah, we absolutely love escaping to Wales and there is normally cooler there. Yes, but let's dive into our conversation, into topic today. It would be great to focus this around change. And I think one of the things that we decided would be just really good for today's show is looking at motherhood from this kind of change point of view, because it is a massive change. And I know you have background as a change expert, and also you are a coach for moms. So it would be wonderful to dive into that perspective. But of course, before we move there, I am very curious about your transition into motherhood and how you actually found this change. So can you tell us a bit about who you were before becoming a mom? And almost like with the focus on your identity, your values, what was important for you before?
I was an extremely ambitious, competitive, driven and focused woman who liked to work hard and play hard, I think. I left university and joined the army. I was the fifth generation of my family to join the army. Went to Sandhurst, commissioned as an officer, and I wanted to join the army because I loved travel. I was an adventure seeker. I love learning and have always challenged myself. So I spent 10 years in the army, traveling the world, going to places such as Afghanistan and Iraq, and loved every moment of it. But I knew I deep down didn't want to be married while I was serving, and I didn't want children in the army. It's a difficult life, as you can imagine, traveling so much. And the complexities of having a relationship and children on top of that was personally not for me. So I left the army and went back to university and studied for an MBA. And that was to accelerate my learning into the corporate space. And I joined one of the Big 4 professional services firms and worked my way up over the last 10 years to become a transformation director. So working and leading primarily government clients through big transformations, big change, be it people change, HR big programs, technology programs, variety. And I absolutely loved building teams, influencing people, working with senior leadership teams to drive that change and make it successful both for the organization, but the people working within the organizations as well.
So from what you are saying, that professional identity was a big part of your identity, basically.
Completely. I lived and worked, absolutely loved everything I did. And being a mother was put off slightly later than most because I loved my career.
Yeah, and I think many guests that I invite, yeah, would share that. And just your story, you are talking about, like, all the things, yeah, seem to be, to me, so brave and courageous in general, your approach. But what I am really curious about is, what made you, when you reflect on your life, what made you actually be, like, so drawn into transformation and change? What was it about you? What is it about you, do you think?
I think there's two words. The first one, and they're key values of mine as well, is opportunity.
Mm.
So change drives opportunity if you have the right mindset. And it also stimulates growth personally and wider. And as a person that has always loved learning, wanting to challenge myself, and to a certain extent, like doing things differently. It's not your average career for many people joining the army. I've always seen change as that opportunity, that something to get excited about. And therefore, I've enjoyed it. And I don't think I realized until becoming a mother how much I have embraced change in the past. I've never been nervous about changing jobs, going back to studying age 30, just traveling to new places, perhaps on my own. Those I've seen as opportunities rather than something to worry about.
And you know, that's a great, wonderful mindset. And I think that is single thing that change is something that I found we share when it comes to almost like attitude towards it. Because I also here must say that I noticed very similar things to what you just said, that I seem to be a person who is just walking towards change rather than away from it. And although that change itself may not feel comfortable, and there have been many uncomfortable changes, personal, professional, in my life, obviously. But somehow, yes, I still have been drawn rather than being put off by that, yes. But what is really interesting is what really sets us with that attitude. I always think that this is because of certain way we maybe have been brought up by our parents. Would that be the case for you as well?
My parents gave me a very stable upbringing. So I suppose I had, as a child, very little change in my life coming.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I've never really thought about it like that. I went to initial school. I then went to my secondary school. So, schooling was very stable. I lived in the same house, and my mother still lives in the house I grew up in. I still have the same friends that I had age 10. So actually, change wasn't a big part of my story growing up. I think I learned to embrace change as a young officer in the army, where you are changing jobs very frequently, sometimes only 12 months in a job and then you move on. And that's standard. You are always being asked to do new things, testing yourself, testing your resilience, testing your confidence in new situations. And I think that's perhaps where the interest in change came from.
Yeah, that's great to reflect on, isn't it? Because I do believe, just like we as moms, to some level impact our children and what sort of kind of lifestyle we are giving them, it will then shape in some way how they are. But also, of course, to some extent, because as you just said, being in the army really shaped you massively, that change in how you approach it. So yeah, tell us a bit more about how all that then impacted motherhood, or how motherhood maybe impacted how you look at change or how you embrace it in motherhood.
So you touched on it before, and so did I. Change, to the extent that some people live and constantly change jobs or are constantly in a situation of change, can be challenging when you become a mother. I was incredibly proud of my career, what I'd achieved. So moving into motherhood the first time, so I'm a mum of three, I just thought, right, I'll become a mum and I'll carry on as normal, and I will almost compartmentalize my life into motherhood, work, social side, relationships, etc. And to a certain extent, that worked. I thought it worked. And I thought I could continue as normal.
Mm.
I went back to work after 12 months of maternity leave, and I went straight into a role that I was really excited about. And again, consultancy, you're changing clients all the time. So again, it was a new client, had a new team, a new boss. Everything had changed when I went back after my maternity leave. And I decided to go for promotion And I thought, yeah, I'm feeling right. I can do this. You got my baby. I'm happy. And I went for it. And I was very fortunate that I got promoted 6 months after going back to work and became a director in the firm. And I, again, incredibly proud of what I'd achieved. However, I then clearly wanted a second child, and I went through the process of trying to get pregnant, and that quite didn't go to plan. I sadly had 4 miscarriages in very quick succession, and it was at that point where I thought, okay, I really want this baby, you know, what's wrong? Because there wasn't anything medically wrong with me. And I didn't give it a huge amount of thought. I did get pregnant and had my next baby, and whilst pregnant with my first son, I realized I really wanted a third. And it was a very strange feeling. I was incredibly torn between my career and being a mum. And now I know that to be the inner split between who you were as a woman and then who I wanted to be now as a mother. And I realized that my need and want to have a third child overrode everything I had done in my career. And I wanted to put motherhood first to a certain extent. And I fortunately got pregnant incredibly easy with my third and stayed pregnant. And so my two youngest are only 14 months apart. And I decided at that point that I could not go back to my life, my senior corporate role with 3 children. And at the time, they were all preschoolers. I had 3 under 4 at one point. And that's when I decided something needed to change in me and I needed to look at the world differently. Because my values, priorities had changed. I constantly on my mind had this feeling, again, what I now know to be competing devotions between work and family life. And I knew that I didn't want to have to choose to a certain extent going forward. I didn't want to juggle. I didn't want to just manage. I wanted to excel to a certain extent at motherhood. Although I know the perfect mother doesn't exist, but I wanted to be the best mum as I could be. And I felt I couldn't do that alongside my corporate role that I had prior to children.
So you, what I hear, your priorities really changed. What was important to you and that motherhood went to the forefront of that change. I wonder, maybe before we explore further that change, now, today, what does it feel like to you to be a mum?
Exciting. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it more than I thought I would, I think, hence having 3 children. I never expected to have 3 children growing up.
That's wonderful. That's actually really, really refreshing, I must say, because motherhood to me is not that easy, or I'm more like realist. So for me, it's not about being negative or positive, but like in my sense of how I see world, like how things feel realistically. And it's hard. It's hard, but obviously there are good and bad moments. So when I hear what you just said, that you love it, can you tell us, what do you love actually about motherhood? Or what do you love more? What do you love less?
I think it comes back to my feeling of pride. Which I've touched on. I said I was incredibly proud of being my career to date. I don't think I ever realised I would be proud to be a mother like I am. Mm-hmm. And I'm proud of watching my children develop, teaching them new things, taking them on new adventures. Instilling my values in them makes me incredibly happy. And I think that's why I love it more than I perhaps thought I would, that I can actually live my values to a certain extent through my family now.
Was it from the start or you have developed that feeling, that perspective when your kids were, a few years old? Or
I was incredibly fortunate. My first child, who's now 5, as a first-time mum, he wasn't difficult. He slept well, he ate well, he did all the things that hopefully mums, ideally want their babies to be. So I might have felt very differently if I had been completely losing sleep and all the big challenges with a new baby. Mm-hmm. So I felt I adapted reasonably quickly to having my first child, which clearly puts you in a positive mindset from the start, which is a good place to be. The big change to me happened when we were on holiday, all five of us, including my husband, and my youngest was 7 months, and my eldest, my middle one was 21 months. And I saw them in a pushchair next to one another. And it was at that moment, I can remember it so precisely. I'd never seen them sitting next to each other. Our pushchair, we have the back to back, one's behind and one's at the front. And they were sitting next to each other. And I remember thinking, oh my God, life has changed so radically. I have two babies literally sitting next to each other. And they are so young and helpless, obviously. And it was at that point where I was like, I just am embracing this. I want to make them enjoy life. I enjoy the adventure and the travel and everything that I love as much as I do.
Yeah, and I think that's a very interesting realization, because I often hear that moms, and to be honest, to some level, I guess myself as well, that we kind of fall back into the, initially at least, into the life we knew, but then we recognize very quickly that what that is, because of that liminality between who you were and who you are becoming, that liminal in-between space, that is very real when you become mom. You obviously instinctively, you grab something that you know, your comfort zone, your past self, your past job, your past career. And then very soon you realize that, no, this is just holding onto something that is not there, is gone. So it's not really, you don't feel like solid ground under your feet. And then you, yeah, that what you just said, that learning to actually see the motherhood as a great catalyst for change, for rediscovering yourself. That's how I choose to see. I think that's very empowering. Yes. So yeah, let's dive there. That is super interesting. So can you tell us more about change from almost like change expert point of view? Because I know you've been consultant. So what change is from the perspective of a change expert and a mother?
In my view, incredibly similar. So there is a gentleman called John Fisher who came up with the personal transition curve. And so from a theorist, if you like theory, he is the go-to person to talk around change. And he has developed a roller coaster. And I will it is a roller coaster. It is a graph that describes a person's emotions as they go through a change. So it starts on a high. Then once you get used to the change a little bit, it drops and it can go down into a very low period where you're like finding the change difficult, you needing to learn new things. It can be a dark place. And then you come out the other side and you accept that change. And then you learn to thrive and make the most of whatever the change is that you've gone through. Okay, so it's a U-shaped curve. From a motherhood perspective, I feel it's exactly the same.
Tell us, break it down for us.
So when you go into motherhood, you get pregnant and you might be slightly anxious, but generally you're excited, providing, you know, it's planned and the baby is wanted. You get excited, you're planning for the future, you think about all the things you need to get, who, you know, what you're going to call the baby, all that really lovely, joyful time at the start. However, as your pregnancy progresses, and clearly pregnancy could have its challenges as well, you perhaps become slightly anxious and nervous and worried about how your life's going to change. What's a baby going to be like? How are you going to adjust? All the worries that you have when you're starting a new job, basically, you know, something new. And you can go down quite deep into this worry, and people get depression and people become resentful of the husbands, loads of things that happen where people's lives are normal and yours is about to massively change. However, we have the baby and then we start thinking, oh my gosh, this is good, amazing, happy days. You know, you go into that blooming, blossoming phase, you've just had that baby, you're loving it. However, once you've gone through that initial period, we then start perhaps grieving our old life, wanting to do things that we did before that we can't. You know, going to the pub on a Friday night isn't as easy, or seeing a friend for lunch on a Saturday. You know, perhaps it's difficult between nap times.
Shopping. Oh my God, good luck.
Exactly. As I said, we feel resentful of our partners because their lives might not have changed as much as ours. We feel judged because, as a mother, sadly, society judges us all the time. You're damned if you do or you're damned if you don't, on so many levels. You worry about other mothers doing a better job than yourself, where actually you're perfectly capable, but it is that perceived worry. And it can be isolating and lonely. So you're at a low point, perhaps relatively shortly after the birth of this baby. However, as the baby grows and you grow and you get used to this new norm, you accept it. You become yourself and you begin to realize that you can't go back.
So that is when we look at that U-shape of the change process, that exact stage you described, would that be which part? The bottom of the U?
The bottom, you're just coming out of the bottom of the U.
Right.
It varies. So it hits everyone at different times. But, you know, this is, I would say, getting on towards the first year, end of the first year. It's between six months and 12 months of the baby's life. And then you start thinking about going back to work. You think about how the future is going to look. You know, do I want to go back to work? All the questions that I think a lot of mums do ask themselves if they're in a fortunate enough position to be able to make that choice. And then you accept it, and then you start to grow. And that's when you're learning and you're realizing that it's new. This emotional roller coaster is normal. You can get through it, and then you can come out the other side and thrive and be successful in whatever capacity that may look like.
And that is the incline of the other U bit.
Yeah, the other side. Exactly.
Let's say. Yeah, I like that. I like, you know, the concepts, like you say, like there's the Fisher concepts of change, and then you can mirror this onto other area, like motherhood, for example, yeah, and other kind of changes we are going through. But yeah, I think it's very true. It's very true. I feel that I am actually now more at the stage where I see that there have been a lot of acceptance elements going, and now it is for me more about embracing certain things in motherhood and the values, how they've changed around family now, and questioning everything that used to be my norm. And that is a very interesting process because, yeah, everything goes more towards embracing motherhood more and asking different questions like how this can be achieved. So when
you to embrace motherhood, you have to accept it. You have to accept that the relationships with your husband, your friends, your work have all changed.
And that is massive because there is a lot of conversation online building that idea that don't be kind of undermined by your partner by taking all the housework, or don't, let's throw certain labels like stay-at-home mom. There's a lot of that. But I genuinely believe that no one can tell you that a particular label or model is bad until it actually feels internally bad and doesn't work for your family. And I think that is big part of embracing change to me, that you really come up with the certain truth that is yours and feels right, rather than just taking like another narrative that is right now, especially around motherhood. And then you start to doubt whether you stand in that truth and set certain boundaries. I think it's very wobbly line. I don't know how you feel about this, because you, as a coach for moms, you definitely feel exposed as well to different narratives around that. But your business is like thriving motherhood. So what does it really mean to you, or what is maybe the secret to thriving in motherhood? You said about acceptance, but is there more to it from mother point of view, from someone who is actually living her truth?
Yeah, I think there's a number of factors that I think to thrive as a mum, we need to be aware of. I think women need to continue to develop and grow and learn to thrive. And that can be as a parent, it can be in your paid work environment, you know, but continuing to grow is an important part, certainly for myself, in thriving. There is something around having a sense of achievement in what you're doing. So we live in a society where motherhood is undervalued. And a lot of women, as they become mothers, feel their self-worth is reduced. They feel perhaps disillusioned with society slightly about how they're looked at as a mother. And so I think it's important that we get a sense of achievement. We feel successful to some extent in what we're doing. And that can be tiny little achievements each day that we feel proud of ourselves for achieving. And that therefore then increases our self-worth and how we're valued and as ourselves and in society. I think to thrive, you need to be supported, and that can be in your immediate household, but a broader society, friendships, etc., so that you have the confidence to be the mum that you want to be and make the decisions that you want to make. It's much easier to do that if you have the support of your obviously closest relatives, your partner, whoever it might be.
And the reality is, I had that podcast episode with Beth Berry, who is a lot talking about that motherland and challenging the societal structures, because the reality is that most of us don't have that support. So when there is no support, what else?
There's a couple of other factors, but in terms of that support, I fully understand. And that's one of the challenges that people face when they go through motherhood, is that lack of support and that network. I think just be supported by your partner is absolutely critical. You know, yes. If you're going to succeed as a mother, you need to have that support from your husband or partner. I think a feeling of strength is important, both physically and mentally. So staying fit and healthy enables you to clearly be a parent, an active parent to your children, and be a role model for your children too. But I think this mental strength gives you an ability to feel heard again and acknowledged in what you're saying, and confident in what you're saying. So confident to ask for help if you need it. And then finally, I think I've alluded to it previously, is having that growth positive mindset. So motherhood is difficult, is undeniably difficult. However, when we face those challenges, to maintain a positive attitude, to realize that it's only a phase and we'll get through it and there will be contentment the other side, is so important.
Definitely will be. I mean, I am divorced, actually. I got divorced some time ago. But that is one of the kind of big, obviously, one of the big changes in my life. And even looking at this kind of change in your life, you can see that you think that going through initial emotional changes and then accepting and then being on the rise and then actually thriving is so true. So it will definitely happen. It's just very difficult sometimes to see it in the moment when we are in it. And that's why we dislike comments from other people that, oh, you will see how time flies. Oh, you will see. Or just be happy because they are healthy. Yeah. So
yes.
What actually do we need to start maybe believing about ourselves to really embrace the motherhood and own it.
The first one I would say is to really think that everything is a phase. This emotional roller coaster that we're on is perfectly normal. Every woman goes through it as they become a mother. And trying to remain positive about the future is key. I think seeing motherhood as a opportunity to do things differently is a really good step for many people. If you'd asked me even 3 years ago, if I'd be an entrepreneur, a business owner, a matrescence coach and a mum of three, I would have said, no way. So I think if you have the right mindset, actually, if you believe in yourself and what you can achieve and know that everything is a passing phase, then you will thrive as a mum. I think there is a point about values. So we've already discussed that values change on becoming a mother. So it's important that we as mums reflect on what our values were and what they are now, and make sure that we start living in alignment to the values that we now have, not the values that we might have had previously. So when you live in alignment with your values, you're more likely to feel fulfilled, energized, enthusiastic about life. And therefore, again, you will believe that you can do this, you can survive, and you can get through this change.
Yeah, can I stop you here and I explore a little bit about values, because this is the word that obviously in a coaching zone is used all the time. But first off, how do you define values? And can you also tell us how living to your values actually looks like in your life?
So values are your anchor points in life, the things that you come back to that are fundamentally important to you. So they are innate to you, and every action you take, if you are living a life in aligned to your values, will be balanced to your values or to go back to your values. So for example, I love travel, and I have said that I don't want travel to stop because of having children. I want them to experience it and to learn new cultures, new things, try new things. But I'm passionate about it myself. So adventure is a value of mine. So how I will live that in alignment is making sure that we try and do as much traveling in the capacity that we're talking about now to perhaps make sure that I'm living that value, because I see the value of adventure very much in alignment with traveling. I'm very much around personal growth, as you might have. And so again, education, supporting my children to learn as much as they can, and not just in the school environment, but a broader sense of the world, is again so important to me. So reading to them every night is a boundary that I will never stop. There are very few exceptions where I don't read to them every night, because again, to me, that's important. So that's, I think, right, what's important to you, and then living them out and doing actions and behaviors that you can understand why you're doing it because of your value you hold.
Brilliant. So the change, the motherhood, requires us to also prioritize those values, because often we know what is important to us. And I personally believe in harmony rather than balance, because for me, balance is more about even distribution of elements, and harmony. In harmony, you can be out of balance, but still in harmony. What means that, for example, that value of travel, adventure, absolutely, it's important, but it looks completely different in motherhood than before. And maybe sometimes we just try to do the adventure the same way and drag kids here or there, but actually, well, that is not anymore the life before. So that value needs to be kind of rethink and
It's refined. The behaviors and the actions you do align to that value is different. But as long as you get that basic need for yourself and the family, you achieve that, then it's good. It's a good thing.
Right. Well, that's wonderful. I wonder if there is anything you would like to add about change for moms who may listen.
First of all, you have to accept it. We're not going backwards. Understand and reflect on what you need as a mother, what your emotions are, and why you have the emotions that you have as you go through that change is a really important step. And
how to start doing it, maybe this way, because I always care about that practical aspect, that first step, which is more important than five steps too. First step.
Yeah. The very first step is understand your needs, your wants, what's important to you, and what are the beliefs that are holding you back and stopping you from thinking that you can thrive.
So if someone wants to do that, what may stop them? Obviously, lack of
time.
Mental space.
I think time, space, peace and quiet.
So we all have that. We all don't have this to a certain level. And sometimes we just can't afford coach, for example. So what to do instead? How to start clarifying this for yourself? What would you suggest? Simple tool maybe? Or
a quick tool is, if you have 5, 10 or 15 minutes to yourself in the course of a day, just work out in those 5 minutes, just sit down. I have 5 minutes now. What do I need right now? I have 5 minutes. What's achievable in that 5 minutes? If I have 15 minutes, what do I need and want right now? And to give some time to our needs is really, really important in understanding ourselves and supporting us going forward. So if it's sitting down for 5 minutes with a cup of tea and drinking that cup of tea hot, then make that 5 minutes happen. Everyone can make 5 minutes possible.
And I think that those micro things are so, so powerful, because that's what motherhood is composed of. We only capture small available moments. So it's about how we can actually embrace it. To embrace motherhood as a total puzzle, embracing small little puzzles. And that's how I see, that's what came to me. That's wonderful. Thank you for sharing this. And final question that I wanted to ask you to close this. If you were invited to speak on the famous Red Circle TEDx conference, and you have 20 minutes and one idea worth sharing, what would that be?
The idea would be around seeing motherhood and moving into motherhood as a positive catalyst for change.
Yes, I am absolutely with you on that.
So Supporting women to move from a position of guilt, anxiety, overwhelm, and the negative emotions attached with motherhood as quickly as possible to being fulfilled, energized, inspired to live the life that you want to lead as a mother. And as soon as you, or the sooner you see the change into motherhood as a positive catalyst for that transition in both emotions and how you live and what you want to do, the quicker you'll move to thriving.
Yeah, and I understand that's exactly how you support your clients.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, can you tell us where then our listeners, moms, can find you and see what you are up to and how you can support them?
So my website is thrivingmotherhood.co.uk. I'm on Instagram at thrive_in_motherhood. I'm also on Facebook, and I run personal coaching programs and group coaching programs. My next group coaching program starts in the autumn. For anyone in the Wiltshire area, I run a retreat in September, a day long retreat for women to just come and reflect on themselves, what they need, and take a bit of time out for themselves.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for being on the show, Katrin. I appreciate. And of course, I wish you absolutely all the best, all the success on your changemaker journey.
Thank you so much for having me. I've really enjoyed our conversation.
Thank you so much for joining me, Mama. If you enjoyed this episode, I would love for you to leave me a review and subscribe to be notified when the next episode drops. If you would like to connect with me, you can find me over at Instagram, where my handle is at firestartermom. Looking forward to see you back here soon for the next chat. Bye for now. Baby, you can...